Just hearing that music, doesn't your blood pressure just drop a little bit? And you just almost can't help but get a little smile on your face. Yeah, let's listen to Mr. Rogers there.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Part of this, of course, is to celebrate the upcoming movie, which is scheduled to be in U.S. theaters November 22nd. Just so close to Thanksgiving, which is the perfect time for us to see Tom Hanks starring as Mr. Rogers. But tomorrow has officially been declared World Kindness Day. And it's interesting to see what some people are doing, including the home base for Mr. Rogers, which was WQED. He started off in commercial television, and he partially got into television because he was so distressed by what was on TV. And then he was distressed at just how commercialized everything was. So he went to WQED, which was the public station in Pittsburgh. And so they are celebrating Mr. Rogers. They're celebrating World Kindness Day by encouraging everyone, just like Mr. Rogers did, to wear the cardigan and look for a way you can make this a kinder world.
Because loving people and animals and the world we all live in is the most important part of being alive. Some of us grow tall and some of us grow short. Some of us have one color skin and some of us have another. That's all outside stuff. But we all have insides, too. You know, everyone has lots of ways of feeling. And all those ways of feeling are fine. It's what we do with our feelings that matter in this life.
But there's just something about Mr. Rogers. I obviously was more of an adult when Mr. Rogers was at his peak, but you just couldn't help, you know, if, you know, surfing back in the day was a whole different deal, you know, turning the channel between, you know, the 3-4 channels that were available, and there'd be Mr. Rogers, and you just couldn't help but get sucked into it. And it was last year in 2018 that we saw the release of the documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which was just amazing. It was my favorite documentary of the year. And now, in just a matter of weeks, we'll have A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood being released. And what's interesting about this, this is based on an interview that was conducted by a rather interesting individual who, honestly, is a self-described cynic. And he was assigned, he thought, well, this is going to be a big fluff piece, and he was assigned to write the story. And it ended up changing his life. Absolutely changed this kind of hard-bitten, award-winning writer's life. And that's what this movie, the new movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, is based on. And it was interesting to see Fred Rogers will be played by Hanks. And in the movie, this kind of hard-bitten reporter, cynical journalist is a term that's used, Matthew Reese will play Lloyd Vogel, who is actually basing his character on the Esquire journalist, Tom Junod. And the focus of the movie is the interview. They developed a friendship. And honestly, in the movie, Vogel, or Junod's life, was literally changed by just being around and getting to know Mr. Rogers. And he said the whole world changes when you come in contact with Fred Rogers. And people who are describing the movie and describing Mr. Rogers say it's a story for our times, a story about kindness and family connection and trying to be our better self. What I'd like to, and we'll sprinkle these maybe throughout the program, I'd be curious, and I know we're going to get some snarky comments, I'm sure of that. It's just not really cool or whatever to be a huge fan of Mr. Rogers. Many people are cynical, but I'm a huge fan, unabashedly so. And what would be something, you know, along with maybe wearing the cardigan or not, but what would you like to see? It was interesting that Robin just a moment ago said, you know, it would be nice tomorrow on World Kindness Day if people just wouldn't tailgate. What would be something that if it was out of your life or maybe added into your life on World Kindness Day would make a real difference for you. I mentioned that Mr. Rogers got into TV because he was so concerned about it, and he initially started on the commercial side. I was reading a really interesting article in The Atlantic about Mr. Rogers, and about three, four paragraphs into the story, it said, "In television, Rogers saw an instrument with amazing or terrible potential. It was a form of mass communication unlike any other, one that would have particular potency with young, impressionable viewers with a weaker grasp of the lines between fiction and reality." It's interesting how many people have looked, and boy, that tool, that instrument, television, has now expanded into the streaming universe. You know, what we call TV is such an interesting mashup of so many different forms of media today. But back, whenever, if you want anybody in the broadcast industry to just genuflect at the mention of a name, and listen to how close this comment is to Mr. Rogers' concerns. All you have to do in our industry is mention Edward R. Murrow, and people just practically, you know, look for the place to bow down. Listen to what Edward R. Murrow, you may have heard this before, but this is what he said toward the end of his career. He was being honored. Listen to this.
"This instrument can teach, it can illuminate, yes, and even it can inspire. But it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it to those ends. Otherwise, it's nothing but wires and lights in a box."
Yeah, I mean, think about that. And on World Kindness Day, what would you like to see done? You can leave us a message if you'd like at 801-575-7668. We're getting several of the texts that have come in. I'll share some of them coming up. But on this segment, as we anticipate tomorrow, World Kindness Day, and we're being encouraged to maybe be a little more like Mr. Rogers tomorrow, let's just wrap up this segment with this.
"Always look for the people who are helping," she'd tell us. "You'll always find somebody who's trying to help. And we can always try to remember that we're much more than one thing. Because it does give you a good feeling to know that there's something that you can do to help you become the master of the mad that you feel and not have to hurt yourself or anybody else. The important thing for us is to look for what's fine in everybody, and that will help us to want to take care of everybody.